shaped. It's like somebody hand spun that bathtub on a potter's wheel or something. Yeah.
And then it looks like a gravy boat.
It does look like a gravy boat.
Like a giant gravy boat.
That does scream unhinged to me. Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today we are taking some BuzzFeed quizzes.
We could do what is this podcast's...
Oh,
the unhinged results.
That's a good one. I like that.
And take it together. Okay.
I like it. Let's see. Do we want to do be an interior designer for a day and we'll accurately guess your zodiac sign?
Absolutely.
All right. So this is build a house. Be an interior designer for a day and we'll accurately guess your zodiac sign, which was not the original name of it because the, you can't see it up here, but the URL is very different than that. All right, choose an exterior.
We already had our charts done, so now we have to do the podcast's zodiac sign.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. We should get Kayla back on here and say, what zodiac sign do you think our podcast is and why?
Yes. Oh, that would be funny.
I'm here for that. So for our exterior choices, we have a yellow little cottage, very cute, with a little terracotta colored door and almost matching shingles. We have a, what is that, like a castle-shaped mansion kind of thing. Looks like it has a golf course with a lake in front of it. We have a white, like, basic, I don't know, it gives me...
Like modern, kind of?
It gives me Boston vibes for some reason.
Hmm.
A lot of windows. Or we have a... Is that an old barn? It looks like it's a green, it's like a forest green looking barn thing with in the woods, maybe like a log cabin or something. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
See, that looks black all tiny from here. So I was leaning towards that.
Maybe
so. It's green.
I also could have the color calibration on my computer off. So anything's possible.
It could be a black tobacco barn.
I feel like the tobacco barn is our exterior.
Agreed. We don't have enough of a budget for a castle, for any of the other ones.
No. Like if we're, it's a small little tobacco barn and that is where we live now. Mm-hmm. Choose a living room. Because right now, obviously we are just designing the future studio for Unhinged.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot. Why are all of the walls beige or white except for that last one? I like that last one only because the walls are black.
Exactly. Me too.
Yeah. I'm not even going to describe the other ones because the walls are boring.
Just picture all the different beiges and then also one cool wall. We're picking the cool wall.
Yeah. We're picking the cool wall. It doesn't matter what the furniture looks like. It's the walls. Mm-hmm. Choose a kitchen. Okay. So we have this modern marble monstrosity. We have like a little like farmhouse kind of vibe with like a, it's got black flooring, which again, I like dark flooring and walls. I want my entire house to be spray painted black, okay?
Me too.
Or we have this very bright, like baby blue, I hate pastels, pastel blue walls with some light wood stuff. And then we have this, again, modern monstrosity. This is weird. It's too clean. I don't like it. Mm. The chairs are white. The walls are white. The floor is white. The ceiling's white. It's just...
Looks like a spaceship.
It does look like a spaceship.
Not in a likable way, unfortunately. No. I think we're going black floor, right?
Yeah, we have to. There's no other options. It's the only option. The other ones don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a dining room, we have more beige, more beige, more beige, and more beige. They're making this easier than you'd think, although I don't know.
Yeah.
So two of them are basically the same, I think. I would say that the top one here and then this one here are kind of the same. I'm kind of torn between these two. I like the wall color on this one a little better. I've completely abandoned describing anything apparently. The wall color is
because all it is just beige and chairs.
It's slightly grayish beige walls, and it's got a glass table with very uncomfortable looking like plastic chairs. And then I do like the are these lights? I can't even tell. They look like jars hanging from the ceiling, but they have light in them. Or the other one is like a kind of like a light blue gray wall with a dark table and chairs that actually have cushion on them. So I don't know. I'm leaning toward that one just because of the chairs.
I like that one. I don't really like the bottom one just because my OCD would be like, I will constantly be cleaning that glass.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Choose bedroom. Oh, again, although that, okay, so much beige and white that apparently that must be a design thing.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, the entire room is beige, but the bed looks super comfy because it's like got that plush over filled like comforter mm-hmm. look to it. And there's
is it
random
on the floor, the bed?
Yeah, it looks like it's on the floor.
That part is a plus.
Yes, floor beds are a choice move. Got some interesting art on the wall, but nothing too great. The next one is way too extravagant. There's a literal chandelier hanging from the ceiling. Everything is this white and gray and just not pleasant to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pleasant to look at for like a minute, but then your eyes start to hurt.
Yeah.
Wait, they gave... Oh, no, there's more. Why did they
oh,
get...
Wow,
wait a second.
What? Why are there so many options
they
at
gave
the
us
bottom?
Eight options here? I thought there was only four. There was four for everything else. Why do we have eight bedroom options? Oh, my gosh.
That's wild.
Okay, I'm only going to touch on the ones that are not beige because there's too many... These are the same ones! These are the same...
It duplicated. That's weird.
Okay, Lady Emerald, yes, I'm talking directly to you who made this quiz. You gotta proofread, hun. It's not mm-hmm. that hard to proofread a quiz of, like, 12 questions. Then again, I don't know how many quizzes that BuzzFeed has contracted you to crank out per day. But when you upload the same image twice, it's just... It's... Where's your journalistic
Maybe
integrity?
Maybe there's an upload team. Maybe she just sends the pictures.
Oh, that is also true. That's a possibility.
Maybe there's a whole team that screwed up.
I don't like it. Anyway, I don't like either of those, the duplicated rooms, because it's just white on white on white on white on white.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of a fan. I don't know. That's tough, because I like the black walls, okay? Mm-hmm. I like contrast. This one has black walls, and it's kind of like white bedding with like a black bed frame and like black curtains on a kind of white wall with a big old window that looks out into the mm-hmm. woods. I like that because it appears to be secluded. There's woods here. Mm-hmm. There's not people here. That's nice.
That is nice. The one beneath it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I was actually looking at that one too. It's I don't like this like weird tan carpet. Got a weird tan carpet, but the bed is like a nice kind of like off-white with like a purple comforter and pillows and stuff. There's a plant in the corner. There's a neat like framed photo of map of the world. And the lighting is nice in here. It looks very cozy, but I would definitely say they need some sort of like curtains here, because that window shining in every single morning would be the death of me.
True. It has like yoga studio vibes.
It kind of does. It kind of
does. What is unhinged but a nasty old carpet?
Actually, that's a good point. Here I am going, mm-hmm. I think I've got caught up in the aesthetics, but mm-hmm, really... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the... It works, but it's not perfect.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have to be. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, this bedroom, far in the future, perhaps when, I don't know, maybe there's like 100 subscribers or something that mm-hmm. like this room or something. There's 100 mm-hmm. people that sleep in this room.
Yeah.
Maybe then it can afford to get some curtains.
Yeah, pull up the nasty carpet.
Yeah. Problem solved.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Probably replacing the carpet, I feel as though it would probably take until, I don't know, maybe like 1,000 people sleeping in that mm-hmm. room, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I do agree that that feels the most unhinged. Oh my gosh, there's still more rooms in this house? Choose a bathroom? Well, again, they're giving us too many options. There's 8 options here. Okay.
My eye went strictly to the one with bright blue on it. Go up.
Oh, that one.
The second one.
That does feel a little unhinged because it's not cohesive at all. There, okay.
No.
So there's a lot of these bathrooms are beige or white of some sort, but there is one that is bright white with, I don't even know what this little black thing is. It's like the tub is very strangely shaped. It's like somebody hand spun that bathtub on a potter's wheel, a big potter's wheel or something.
Yeah. And then it looks like a gravy boat.
It does look like a gravy boat.
Like a giant gravy boat.
That does scream unhinged to me. But mm-hmm. And then there's Agreed. This random like blue half wall over here where the...
Like with blue ambient lighting.
Yeah, it does appear that way.
It.
But, like, you'd think if they wanted to make the room cohesive, they would have put some blue elsewhere, but no, it's just there.
No. Yeah.
That's it. That's the one. Mm-hmm. The other ones can just go away. Choose a garden. Oh my gosh, they literally went from 4 to 8 for all of these. Okay. That feels, the first one immediately feels very unhinged to me. Because there is a car, part of a car, in this yard. There are two plastic green lawn chairs that I'm sure everyone has seen or has.
Mm-hmm,
the lawn mm-hmm. is a little overgrown. There's a door over here that leads to nowhere because it's just a glass door standing up by itself. I like the view. It's nice because it's mm-hmm. like you can look out on over the view and say, look, there's the future. Anything's possible.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Eventually I will have to mow this, but that's for later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel that too. It's a kind of chair that over time it snaps and pinches your butt when you sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The plastic that fights back.
Oh, yeah. I've sat in many a chair like that. I think it's almost a toss-up between that one and the one at the very bottom that's just stairs that go to nowhere, I assume, and that has, like, an old bike and, like, some sort of concrete pillar. And okay. it is also quite overgrown, but I don't know. I feel like that one's too, it's too small. It's not expansive enough. There's not enough possibilities.
It's not expansive, yeah. It also seems to be established, which I think, you know, we probably need, again, you know, if like 100 people sat in that garden.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could choose the other garden, but right now it's just kind of us and some lawn chairs and a door that's just beckoning people.
Yeah.
Come sit with us.
Yeah. Hey, come sit at this door because, you know, you never know when that door might fall over.
And you want to watch that happen.
Yeah, of course. Lastly, choose an extra. Oh, an extra room. We get an extra room? We get to decide?
This feels big.
This does feel
big. This feels important.
So we have the option of an art studio, a walk-in closet, cinema room, game room, gym, pool, office, or no extra, excuse you. No extra?
Wow.
You gave me the option of an extra room, and then you want me to just say, no, I don't want it. I don't want mm-hmm. the extra room. I want to have fewer rooms. Less possibilities. Less things to do. Less room
Limit
for activities.
Me, please.
Limit me, please.
You know, I personally am torn here between game room and walk-in closet.
Really?
The tism is like, yeah, give me a walk-in closet where all of my things are. I'll turn off the light. It's like my own little isolated room, right? But game room, I feel like we could also do a lot of media in, which it is a podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
So that's pretty good. What are you thinking?
I wish they had, like, multi-purpose room in here, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though if you have a game room, it doesn't have to be exclusively a game room, you know?
Right.
Like, there are so many people that it's like, oh, we're going to the game room, and you walk into the game room, and there's, like, a miniature art studio in the corner, and there's also, like, you know, I don't know, a desk for studying or something, and it's like, ah, I like this.
Like, a pull-out couch, so it's kind of also a guest thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I'm leaning toward the game room.
Let's do it.
It's also because this walk-in closet photo has too many shoes and it overwhelms me.
Yeah, all of those shelves would not be shoes. It would be action figures.
That, yeah. So it's like walk-in closet that we turned into something else.
Oh yeah, for sure. It would be like beanbag chairs.
So yeah. A game room.
So a game room. Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay. So apparently, a year unhinged is in fact an earth sign. Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn.
Capricorn, sometimes.
Based on the house you built, we think you're an earth sign. Did we get that right? I don't know. Kayla can tell us some other time.
Are we grounded?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Not, I mean, yes and no. So, because if, you know, the lack of hinges on the door. Oh my God, the door in our garden doesn't have hinges. Hence, that's why.
Unhinged.
It all makes sense now.
I love it.
I'm here for it. Do we
have an earth sign, but we don't know which one?
Yeah, it just says Earth sign, which is kind of, that's kind of a cop out on the quiz because it's like, we'll guess your zodiac sign. Just kidding. We'll guess one of the four types and maybe we'll get it right. And even at the end, you can tell they're not, they do not believe it because they're like, did we get that right at the end? I'm like, no, I don't know. Maybe.
No,
anything's possible. We didn't. So yeah, I think we've learned a lot about ourselves, about the project itself. And about the quality of BuzzFeed quiz writing. So,
indeed.
Thank you all so very much for tuning in with us today and going through some very interesting quizzes with us. We do appreciate all your support. Please do give us a like and a follow if you like and want to follow, because then you'll find out that, here's a dirty little secret, we do this every day. I don't know if you know that, so then you'll be able to get the reminders of when exactly we upload. Is it 1 o'clock in the morning? Is it 11 p.m. at night? Wouldn't you like to know? The only way to do that is to follow and or subscribe. So, there's my little spiel, but thank you all. Again, I already said that, but I'll say it again because we care so very much. Have a great day, and we will catch you here tomorrow, hopefully, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.